The sister read Psalm 149, which is very good. But we also have to read the second portion, which is even better. Let's once again read Psalm 149 together and read further onto the second part. I wanted to say that after she said it, but I didn't have any opportunity. So now it's my turn. Psalm 149.
Psalm 149, 6 bis zum Ende.
From verse 6 to the end.
Gottes Lob.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. This honor have all the, his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Das ist noch besser.
This is even better.
Wir müssen wissen, was für eine
we must know
Auftrag
what a wonderful commission the Lord has given us. You know, sometimes we read the Bible,
wir sehen aber nicht das Ziel,
yet we do not see the goal that God wants to give
sehen
us.
Zwar andere Dinge, was auch gut
we
ist.
See other things, which is also good,
aber wir gehen nicht weiter.
But we don't go further. We have to go further.
Und, ja, ich danke dem
and yes, I thank the Lord very much
dass er uns über das Reich gezeigt.
That he has shown us concerning his kingdom.
Unser Bruder hat gestern Abend, ach, gestern Abend oder Vormittag.
Last night or yesterday in the morning yesterday, he called the song. Remember David's oath. How David swore. Yes, we have promised that we would sing it later. Now, today, let us sing it. 250. Recall how David swore. Especially young, all the young people should stand up and sing this. If you think you're young, you should stand up too. Let's all stand up. Be young. Still. We're all young. Recall how David swore. Amen. I'll not come into my house. Right. Nor go up to my bed. Give slumber to my eyelids. Until I find a place for thee. A place, O Lord, for thee. Our mighty God desires a home where all his own may come. How blinded we have been, shut in with what concerns us, while God's house lieth waste. Lord, break through, overturn us. We'll go up to the mountain. Bring wood and build the house. We'll never say another day. It's time we'll come and build. O Lord, against these days, inspire some for your building. Just as in Daniel's day, a remnant who are willing to come and work in your house. Oh, what a blessed charge. Your heart's desire is our desire. We come, O Lord, to build. Within those whom you'd call, put such a restless caring for building to give all. These times are for preparing. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the builded church. The hours are few. The build is too. Lord, build, O build in us. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the builded church. The hours are few. The builders too. Lord, build. O build in us. Amen. Lord, build, O build in us. Amen.
Das Lied ist wunderbar.
That song is wonderful. Now we have to realize the Lord is not just building a house, but now He's building His kingdom.
Das Reich ist viel größer.
The kingdom is much greater than the house.
So wir müssen das umschreiben.
So we have to rewrite it.
Bist du Herr?
Until you, Lord, gain your kingdom, place of where your throne is. Because in Ezekiel, the Lord said, Jerusalem, this is the place of my throne. Here I've set up my throne. And it's here that the Lord will reign over the whole earth. We need to have such a consciousness in our hearts. I know we have only spoken of building a house for Him for many years. That is not bad. But today, we need to see that the Lord not only wants a house, but the Lord wants to have His kingdom. Today, we're not building a house of the Lord for His dwelling place. That's nice and it's good. But remember, today we're building the new Jerusalem, the city of our God. We're building up Zion.
Unsere Vision muss vergrößert werden.
That means our vision needs to be enlarged.
Am Anfang war es Stift.
In the beginning, it was a tabernacle in the wilderness.
Danach war es.
And after that, there's a city of Jerusalem.
In dem guten Land.
In the good land.
Und dann sehen wir doch,
and then we saw that there's Zion, the city of the great king.
Die Offenbarung des Herrn wird immer
the revelation of the Lord gets bigger and bigger until He brings us to the goal. It's important to see in the church today. Otherwise, our understanding of the church is just too small. Can you imagine that you only have a house? That's simple. But if we have a kingdom, then it's no longer so simple. In Germany, you cannot just do as you please, like in your house. I don't want to pay tax.
Natürlich, du hast keine Lust. Wer hat Lust?
Of course, you don't like to pay tax. Who likes to pay tax?
Aber wenn du das nicht tust,
but if you don't do that, where do you end up?
im Gefängnis.
In prison.
So ist es.
That's how it is.
Du denkst, ja, der tut uns nicht.
You think, yes, the Lord won't put us into prison. Who said so?
Vielleicht heute nicht.
Perhaps not today, not yet.
Wiederkommt.
But when he comes again,
dann wirst du merken,
then you would notice
dass er doch ein Gefängnis für uns
that he,
Gläubige,
yes, he has a prison for us believers.
So, denke nicht, dass es so einfach ist.
So don't think that it's so simple. It's not that simple.
So möge der Herr,
so may the Lord open our eyes to see something.
Wir müssen den ganzen Ratschluss,
we have to see the whole counsel of God. The gospel is not only a gospel about salvation, redemption, building his house, but it's also called the gospel of the kingdom. So it would do us well that we would also hear this gospel. It is important for us all, especially the believers, to see this. I know we like to speak about love and we like to speak about redemption. Many things in the Bible. But in this time, especially during the conference, let us not be distracted, but really come to the goal and to grasp this together. So that this vision and this truth will be written in our hearts, even in our testimony. Do not be distracted from the goal.
Gestern habe ich über Noah geredet.
Last night I spoke about Noah.
Diese Erwähnung von diesem Film Noah bedeutet,
the mention
den Film
about Noah doesn't mean
empfehle.
that I recommend this movie.
Denk bloß nicht, dass ich etwas, was Hollywood empfehle.
Don't think that I would recommend anything from Hollywood.
No.
I heard that some young people say, no, I'll be waiting for this movie to come to Germany. That's not what it's for. But I'd just like to tell you, even the one who made this movie said that it must have been so bad. The situation must have been so bad that God had to destroy them all with a flood. Even an unbeliever said that. What would you do? Make a movie out of two chapters? You have to add a lot. Add a lot of things that are not in the Bible. You don't need to watch a film. You only need to read the Word of God, and it's enough for us. Oh Lord, can we please still have a couple of prayers for the meeting this morning, for the message? We thank you anew that you speak for your kingdom.
Amen.
Bring us into your kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay, we bind all the distractions.
Amen.
We also bind all the distracting thoughts. We want to buy up this time for your kingdom. Speak your word through our brother, into our hearts, that we would fully grasp what you have to say. Lord, appear to us this morning. I speak a living word in this meeting. Purify and sanctify us so that we will all behold you. We set aside everything that distracts us. We want to have a year to hear you, what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Open your word anew to us and show us how we can come to the standard. Lord, we tell you we want to make it together with you. Amen. We want to accomplish what you have spoken. We give ourselves fully for your kingdom. Anoint us in this meeting. Anoint our brother and anoint our ears to hear this. We want new revelation from you. Yes, Lord. Yeah, we open ourselves once again. In this meeting, we do take your precious blood. Cleanse everything that's not pleasing to you. We want to be in you and in your kingdom. Anoint this meeting with yourself and anoint our brother's word that had come into us. Lord, we thank you that we can have a new meeting, that you want to show something new to us what you want, that we do not think that we have already understood it. But that we can fully see what you want. That we're also able to gain the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that you would give it to us. We really want to have it. Amen. Yes, Father, we thank you.
Dass du das Geheimnis, was verborgen ist in deinem Herzen, uns gezeigt.
That you have shown us what is hidden in your heart. Not that we are anything, but through your grace and your mercy. Because if you don't show it to us, who can know what is hidden in you? We pray to you, show us more. We want to grasp even more so that we can be fully pleasing to you. With your Son, and work together with your Son and with your Spirit, so that we all would reach the goal. And so that you, Father, would get the glory. That your name would be sanctified and glorified on earth. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we shouldn't be distracted. But stay with the goal. It's good for us to learn this. Last night we saw how important this is. In the chart here, Abraham called by God. It shows us that without the triune God, we cannot make it. People should not think or imagine that they are so capable that they can do God's work. No, none of us is able. We're capable to do many other things, to be an engineer. You can be a king, you can study medicine, you can do that. You can study everything. You can even study theology. But the Bible tells us that the theologians in those days did not know him. But on the contrary, the fishermen who have not learned anything, they knew the Lord. So what would you rather be a theologian or be a fisherman? A fisherman? Praise the Lord. Oh Lord. Some time ago I met a young man who studied theology.
In
Tübingen. Today he's sitting in the church. Praise the Lord. It's good. What would you rather be, a theologian? We need the grace of the Lord. God is living. How can you study God? You can study everything, but you cannot study God. Even the professors themselves do not know God. I heard once that many young people
Theologiestudium gegangen sind, waren
who went to study theology were believers. But after they finished their studies, they became atheists. They no longer believed in God.
So, soll ich euch
so
empfehlen,
should I recommend you to go study theology?
Nein.
No.
Wir brauchen nicht die Theologie. Wir brauchen
we don't need the theology. We need the Bible. And we also need the Spirit and the mercy of the Lord.
Uns was verborgen war in ihm.
That he would show us and reveal to us what is hidden in his heart. And at that time, the Lord did not say, thank you, Father. The Lord says, you have not revealed this, Father, to the wise, but you have revealed them to the babes. A brother said in his testimony that we should not be proud. Of course, we should not be proud. But we're all infected with a virus. We're infected with a proud virus. Don't you have a proud virus in you? Are you not proud? Yes.
Wir wollen nicht stolz sein.
We don't want to be proud.
Aber
but
was können wir tun?
What can we do?
Gell? Deshalb brauchen wir die Errettung.
That's why we need salvation.
Wir brauchen das Leben.
We need the life and the transformation.
Der Geist muss in unserem Wesen noch viel zu tun.
The Spirit still must still do much in our being. I'd like to help the young people with a word.
Sprüche, vielleicht kennt
Proverbs, perhaps you know the Proverbs.
6, Kapitel 6, Vers 16.
Chapter 6, verse 16 in Proverbs. Do you know this verse?
Philip Gut. Kennst du?
Do you know
Sprüche.
Proverbs?
Nicht 666, sondern
not 666, but 616. Chapter 6, verse 16.
6 Dinge.
These 6 things
es, die dem Herrn
the Lord hates.
Vers 16.
Verse 16. In chapter 6, verse 16.
Ist doch einfach zu erinnern,
it's oder? Easy to remember, right?
Du hast ja in der Universität so viele Sachen gelernt.
You have learned so much at the university.
Du musst auch das Wort Gottes so lernen.
And now you also have to learn the Word of God in the same way.
6 Dinge.
6 things.
Und dann hat er gesagt,
and then he said,
sieben.
And 7, yes, 7.
Das heißt, dazu noch ein
that
Punkt
means there's one point more that oh, God really hated.
Deshalb hat er betont,
that's why he emphasized it.
Nicht,
yes, 7.
Hat.
Not that he has forgotten it. No, no. Not that he says 6. Oh, no, it's 7. Yes, 7.
Das heißt, es gibt noch einen, was
that means there's one more thing that's particularly bad.
So müssen wir die Bibel.
That's how we have to understand the Bible.
Und sieben sind
yes, 7 are an abomination to him.
Was steht an der Spitze?
What is at the peak?
Stolze Augen. Das heißt, man sieht
a proud look.
Deine Augen, ob du stolz bist oder nicht.
One can see in your eyes already whether you are proud or not.
Du kannst nicht verbergen.
You cannot hide it.
So.
Although you may drop your head and look like Confucius.
Aber wenn man an deine Augen sieht,
but when one looks into your eyes, immediately people would notice.
Du kannst deinen Stolz nicht verbergen.
You cannot hide your pride.
Wer stolz ist, wird stolz.
Whoever is pride will just be
aber
proud. But whoever is, but who is not proud?
Vielleicht habe ich Angst, dass du
perhaps
stolz sein wirst.
I may be afraid that you will be proud.
Habe ich nicht Angst, dass
but
ich stolz bin.
Why do I not fear that I also would be proud?
Wenn du den Herrn kennst,
if you know the Lord,
sitzt, und doch
who is sitting on the throne,
gekommen,
and who came down to us, and he lowered himself,
entleert.
And he emptied himself. And he not only became a man, but he became a slave.
And
not even a man. It's written. It is written that he's not a man, but he's a worm. So what should we be in the church, in his house? So the Lord dwells in us. Who lives in you? A proud one? No. Definitely not.
So, ich kann euch nicht beibringen,
so I cannot teach you, brother, don't be proud. I can say it 1,000 times, but it doesn't work.
Weil mein Wort für dich, das ist kein Medizin.
Because my word is not medicine for you.
Ich kann dir 1,000 Mal sagen,
I can say it 1,000 times to you, brother, young people, don't be proud. Don't forget.
Was sollst du machen?
What should you do?
Kannst du dir vorstellen, du hast
Krebs? Can you imagine that you had cancer? And you go to the doctor?
Dr. So.
To Dr. Mr. So. Although I'm not a Dr. So.
So und so.
That's why it's called Dr. So. It's so and so.
Das heißt, kein wahrer Doktor.
It's not a real doctor.
Dann kommst du zu mir und sagst,
then you come to me.
Dr. So,
oh, dear Dr. So, I have cancer.
Oh, du sollst keinen Krebs haben.
Then I say, oh, you shouldn't have you shouldn't have cancer. Oh, dear patient, you cannot have cancer. And from now on, you should not have any cancer. So go home and try not to have cancer. My goodness, am I a good doctor? Then he goes home and tries not to have cancer. Wouldn't that be good? Do you think that he'll be healed? He would die even earlier. The more he tried to have not have cancer, the earlier he'd die. My teaching, oh, you young people should not be proud. You're not allowed to be proud. Do you think that would heal you or help you? No. But it's the Spirit who gives life. We turn to the Lord. Lord, heal me. Lord, I want to live through you. Work in me.
Erleuchte mich.
And enlighten me. Save me.
Von meinem Selbst.
From myself. I want to be free. I want to be liberated.
Das wird dich heilen.
That would heal you.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Sehr oft können wir nur leben.
Oftentimes we can only teach. But we cannot give life.
Wer kann den Toten lebendig machen?
Who can cause the dead to come alive? No one can do it.
Brother, können wir das machen?
Can we do that? No.
Aber einer,
but there's one who can do it.
Gott ist ein Gott, der die Toten
God is a God who makes the dead alive. There are many things in the church that we cannot do in the church. We are very dependent on the grace of the Lord. We need Him so much. Without His grace and His mercy, we can't make it. That's why, dear brothers and sisters, we see here in the chart is more important than the other part. No, this point is very important. Because the triune God is the author and the finisher. He is Alpha and He is Omega. He is the author and He is the finisher. He does everything. And yet, without us, it's not without us. He does it in us. Praise the Lord. But He doesn't do it overnight. That would be impossible.
was ohne Leben ist,
when you make this part of the podium, which is without life, you can saw it and it will not say Aua because it has no life. If you're a good carpenter like Matthias or Brother Hartmann, overnight he can make something nicer than this one if he wants to and not sleep in the night. The next morning we'll have a wonderful table here. We don't need that. But with us, the Lord cannot deal with us in the same way, like a carpenter. Although he grew up, he learned to carpentry. His father, his stepfather, was a carpenter. But he cannot deal with you like a piece of wood.
Der braucht Zeit, weil wir
and it's time, because we fight against it. We have a sickness called rebellion. We're stiff-necked. We're stubborn.
Unser Verstand ist verfinstert. Das Fleisch
our mind so is darkened.
Das selbst, das
Seelenleben it's so fallen.
Ist so
the soul life is so egoistic. I want to do what I like.
Schon zu Hause.
Already at home,
Eltern sagen,
when the parents say something,
bist du sehr gehorsam,
are you very obedient when you were a child?
Ich war genauso, mag nix.
I was the same way. It doesn't matter.
Denk bloß nicht, dass ich sehr
Don't just war. Think that I was a very good kid.
Da muss ich so machen wie er.
I would have to do it the same way as he, drop his head. None of us behaved well, but praise the Lord. When the Lord came into us, day by day, more and more, through many failures and through many different things, you know, God is so wise, He knows what we need. He knows to which church life you belong. Otherwise, everybody would come to Stuttgart. Or, on the contrary, flee away from Stuttgart. I don't know. You have to know. It's not so simple. The Lord has to do much through the Spirit. The Father planned everything here. The Father had made the plan, and the Lord came. The Lord that was foreseen before, that was ordained before the foundation of the world. And just as we read, when the foundation at the foundation of the world, He was already slain. And then He also sent the Holy Spirit and filled us up and He would lead us day by day and teach us. But unfortunately, we always grieve Him and we always quenched Him or dampened Him. So the Lord needs time. But He'll make it. Now, and if He cannot make it with us today, we would see later that at some other time He'll make it with us. So this is the basis here in the chart. Without this basis, without the triune God, that's why last night I emphasized it again. It's not a matter of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but it's that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We have to emphasize God. Abraham, okay. But God, God of Isaac, that is important. Who is more important, Isaac or God? The God of Jacob. That means these three personalities is really represent God in a wonderful way. He prepared everything in order to make His kingdom on this earth. It's not just a matter of salvation and redemption, but it's the plan, God's plan. We have to see this. Without Him, do you think that there would be Israel? Do you think that God would just gather a few people in Babylon and they would become the nation of Israel? It's not that simple. For all young people, let's read Exodus 19 again. After so many years,
The
12 tribes would remain in Egypt for over 400 years until they were a large number. Then God brought them out. It was not that simple. Exodus chapter 19. O Lord, which verse? Let's read it. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will be indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. That's what God wanted. A holy nation, a kingdom of priests, a special people, a special treasure. There's so many people on this earth, but through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through the 12 tribes, God made such a special people, a treasure. He called them out and brought, and out of them, God wanted to make them a nation, a holy nation, a kingdom. God wanted to reign through them, to reign over the nations. That was what God aimed for. And Peter took the same verse and referred it, applied it to us in the church today. He said that we are all living stones built up together into a spiritual house, to a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices that are well-pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. And he said further, we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests, his possession, people of his possession. That means God has not changed his purpose, his intention with the church. It's the same intention. And so the nation of Israel in the chart here, brown, is a preparation for a higher kingdom, the blue, the heavenly kingdom. And in principle, Israel should all come into the new covenant. They should all come over here into the blue. We have to see that. We must see it, this. But unfortunately, they didn't want to. So through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, after a long period of time, God
got
the nation of Israel. And during this period of the nation of Israel, God made the preparation so that the kingdom of heavens would come. So when the Lord came, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is near." Why? Because the nation of Israel, that's only a temporary and earthly kingdom, because he didn't just want that because he knew ahead of time that it will not work. But he wanted to convince people that through the law and through their own works and through the flesh, they cannot make it. So you see, God has to convince us first. Otherwise, we people are not convinced. Try to convince the children. They don't listen to you. He says, "Why not? It's good." You cannot convince the children. And this here, this is a childish stage.
Stadium in English, das ist diese Stadium. Stadion, okay, Stadium. Deshalb bin ich nicht mehr sicher, ob ich Stadion.
So I'm not sure. It's of the German word. He says I've been gone from Germany too long.
Vielleicht muss ich wieder nach Deutschland zurückkommen.
Perhaps I have to come back to Germany.
Das ist es. Sagte Paulus tatsächlich.
Paul said it.
Paulus, das kommt
it's really so. It does not come from me. It comes from Paul. Paul said that the law is just is all a teaching, and to teach the children to lead them to Christ. So this during the nation of Israel, the brown period, is just a childish stage. We all have to begin with childhood, right? Marcus, did you grow up so big from the time you were born from your parents? No, first you were a baby, and today you become grown and become so big. So the work of the Lord to prepare His kingdom, He also had to start with his people in this stage. This is normal. He can't do it otherwise. But unfortunately, we're all naughty boys. They were all naughty boys. They were stiff-necked. You know, all boys are naughty kids. Oh, don't they? Oh, a nice baby. Just you wait. Cute little baby. Wait till he grows. All babies are so sweet. But just you wait until they start growing up. In the childhood stage, they're also stubborn, disobedient, and the first word that every child has learned is no. I've never seen a child with a favorite word. Yes, was that your favorite word? He has forgotten. It's good that we all forget that. It has to be behind us. Otherwise, we always say no. That's not good. So praise the Lord. But this part, the brown part, nation of Israel, is a wonderful preparation. So now let's take a look. We come back quickly to the outline. It is important to see the history. Otherwise, God does not need to give us such a thick Bible. And we oftentimes we think that all the history in the so-called Old Testament is not important. No, no. We can learn much from the Scriptures. This is what Paul said. This all is written so that we would learn. It was written for us. So do not think that this is not important. It's very important. Oh, Father. The nation of Israel, Roman numeral 7b, the nation of Israel, the earthly kingdom of God in the age of the Old Covenant. And I have to say once more, because we think that the Old Testament is from Genesis to Malachi. No, no, no. That's not the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant is just the law. From Genesis to Malachi, that's the Holy Scripture. People made it into the Old Testament. They renamed it the Old Testament. That is not good, because we think that, oh, we don't need this because it belongs to the Old Testament. No, no, no. This is the living Word of God. It's the Bible, the Holy Scriptures.
B, 7, Römisch 7, B,
Roman numeral 7b, we start with this.
Die Verse könnt ihr selber
you can
lesen.
Read the verses for yourself.
Lobt den Herrn,
praise the Lord.
Reich.
This is the earthly kingdom.
So fängt Gott an mit
this is how God begins with us.
Von Gott auserwählt auf
chosen by God, based on his love and the oath he made to Abraham.
Das ist so wunderbar.
That's so wonderful.
Gott hat sogar geschworen.
God even made a swore, made an oath. That means God would never change that. God would not go back on his oath. It's not like people today, yes, and tomorrow, no, and in the end we'll say yes and no. It's a yay or nay.
Then
we say, naja.
Naja. Das heißt nein und ja.
That means no and yes.
Das sagen die Deutschen gerne.
You know, the Germans like to say that. Na ja.
Nein oder ja.
Nee or yay.
Ja oder nein.
Yay or nay.
Oft können wir das nicht sagen.
Oftentimes we can say today yay and tomorrow it's nay.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Abraham geschworen hatte.
He made an oath to Abraham. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, God would have given up long time ago. With such a stubborn people, God would have given up long ago if he had not thought of what he had sworn to and promised to Abraham. Redeemed to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, and a special treasure unto God. We just read that. Not just Exodus, but also Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and also in Isaiah and the other verses. We couldn't put in all the verses. Then he gave them the law and ordinances which are righteous and holy. Praise the Lord. A kingdom cannot be without law. Every country has its constitution. Do you have a constitution in Germany? Definitely. Does everybody keep the constitution? No. Just like in those days. Just like in the old times. But in any event, God must have his constitution for his people. So that his people would know, first of all, what kind of a righteous God we have. We have a righteous king, a holy king. Don't think that our king is as fallen as we are. No, no. Not at all. The kings of this world are somewhat different, but our God, he gave his people such a law, so simple, not complicated, but clear. He said, thou shalt not have any other God besides me, because there's no other God. There's no other God. You should not have idols. And you should not blaspheme the name of our God. Even the believers and unbelievers would say, oh God, oh God. No, no. No. We must have a godly fear, a reverence for our God. We have to revere our God, to fear God, because he's not only love, but he is a consuming fire. We read that, or have you not read it? In 2 Corinthians chapter
5.
I'm sorry, perhaps you should still read it. First of all, the love of Christ constrains us. And then Paul goes on to say a couple of verses later, since we know the terror of our Lord, we have to know both. We cannot just know love. Oh dear, the loving God. But we all have to say the fearful God. The awesome God. What do you say?
Okay, das können wir auch benutzen.
We should also use another German word for it, but it's too complicated. In the end, what is that in the end? But Paul said, we also know God, the awesome God, because this dear loving God can sometimes get angry.
Und die Welt hat Paulus gesagt in Epheser 2, da
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 that the people in the world go according to the rulers of this world, they became rebellious, and they are the children of wrath. That means they're waiting for God's wrath. God's wrath is as great as He is. So, Lord Jesus, we all have to learn. And that's why God also gave the law to the children of Israel. But you know, before Moses came down from the mount, they already began to make idols. And they were idolatrous and right away broke the law. This tells us very much. And then, although they had the law, yet 40 years in the wilderness, they carried their own idols around. And that's why they all died in the wilderness. There were many times that God already wanted to destroy this people. But the good Moses, he convinced God. That's also good. This goes to show that sometimes you can also convince God. We may have to do that sometimes too. Yes, it's good. You know, sometimes I see some brothers who are so hard. So harsh. Moses was not so harsh. You know, God wanted to destroy the people. But Moses said, God, if you would do that, in the end there will be nothing left. There will be no one left. And what would the nations say? You did so much to get them out of Egypt, and then you killed them all in the wilderness. They would all say, what kind of a God are you? You bring the saints into the church, bring people into the church, and the half of them disappeared. Because we're like that, bang, 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 bang. Although the law came through Moses, but Moses was so merciful. What does it say in the Bible? What was he? He was the meekest man on earth. And you as an elder in the church, what are you? Are you the meekest of all the saints? Or do all the saints are afraid of you? Or are all the saints afraid of you? Oh, here comes the elder. and bow to you.
So haben wir von den Japanern gelernt.
That's how we have learned from the Japanese to bow.
Haben alle Angst vor den Ältesten.
They're all afraid of the elders.
Als Jesus auf diese Erde
when Jesus was on this earth, were they all afraid of him?
Besonders die Sünder.
Especially the sinners.
Wie heißt der Herr dort? Er war
what was the Lord called? He was called a friend of the Pharisees.
Ein Freund der?
A friend of?
Bist du ein Freund der Sünder?
Are you a friend of the sinners?
Du bist
do you mean?
So heilig,
you're so holy,
laufen alle weg
the sinners all run away from you.
Sogar hast du einen heiliger Kranz.
You even have a halo over your head.
Wenn wir so sind in der Gemeinde,
if we're like this in the church,
es ist nicht gut.
It's not good.
Obwohl wir das Gesetz haben.
Although we have the law.
Aber der Herr wusste doch,
but the Lord
dass wir das Gesetz nicht halten können.
Did know beforehand that we cannot keep the law.
Als er der König, der Gesetz, wirklich der Gesetzgeber war.
And that's why when he, the lawgiver, came, he did not come with the law, but he came with the grace and with truth.
Mit Leben.
With life.
Und er hat sich selbst hingegeben.
And he gave himself up for us.
Keine größere Liebe gibt es.
There's no greater love than this.
Warum lernen wir nicht von ihm?
Why don't we learn of him?
Das bedeutet nicht, dass es alles erlaubt.
That doesn't
ist.
Mean
nein,
that everything is allowed.
Gesetz.
There are laws.
Wir können das Gesetz nicht wegschaffen.
We cannot put the law away. And the law also said, the Lord also said, don't think that I came to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. Who is going to fulfill the law? Who? You or he?
Und er hat auch das Gericht, das auf uns kommen sollte,
and he bore the judgment that was to come upon us. He bore it for us.
Bist du bereit?
Are you ready? Are you willing to bear?
Wir haben noch nicht gelernt vom Herrn.
We have not yet learned from the Lord.
Wir müssen vom Herrn lernen.
We have to learn from the Lord.
O Herr.
O Lord.
Weil der Herr ist voller Barmherzigkeit.
The Lord is full of mercy.
Andererseits, es bedeutet nicht,
on the other hand, it doesn't mean now I can have the liberty to do whatever I will. That's the other side. He gave us a freedom. He gave us a liberty.
Nütze nicht die Freiheit aus,
but do not abuse the liberty for an occasion for your flesh. Do not misuse it.
Unserem wunderbaren, lebendigen Gott da. Etwas verbergen kann.
You cannot hide anything from a wonderful living God. You
es ist nicht so einfach.
Can't make it like that. So
deshalb
it's so simple.
Ich,
that's why I say,
das können wir nur, wenn wir Christus leben.
We can only do it if we live Christ.
Es ist nicht gesetzlos zu sein oder gesetzlich.
It's not to be lawless or to be
ist
lawful.
Christus gesetzlos?
Is Christ lawless?
Nein.
No.
Ist er gesetzlich?
Is he lawful?
Was ist er?
What is it? What is he? He's just Christ. He is who he is. But we? I don't know what we are. We are everything else but Christ. That's why we have so many problems in the church. And that's why we still have to wait. And I come back to this point here.
Oh,
Lord. And Romans 8 tells us,
obwohl das Gesetz gut ist,
although the law is good,
das Gesetz nicht,
but what the law
konnte, nicht konnte,
was unable to do, not because the law was not good, but because the flesh is weak, that did God. He sent his Son. Firstly, he fulfilled the law. And then after that, he comes into us. The one who fulfilled the law came into us so that the righteous requirements of the law would be fulfilled in us. It also needs to be fulfilled in us, but not through you alone. Well, our natural being is like that. Either we're lawful or we're lawless. We're lawless or we're lawful. We're lawful, we're lawless. And say, oh, we'll stand right in the middle. That's not right either. Partly lawful, partly lawless. That doesn't work either. We must take the way of the Lord. Do you understand, young people?
Amen.
Amen.
Verstanden?
Understood? Ja. Yes.
Ich weine. Wir müssen alles verstehen, begreifen.
We all need to understand and to grasp it. Then we would learn.
Dann kann Gott mit uns.
It's only then that God can build his kingdom with us. Otherwise, definitely not.
Sonst geht es nicht.
Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Right?
Ja, Herr Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus, let's go on. Otherwise, we won't finish.
Dann erließ sie das gute Land besitzen. Meinst du ein,
then he led them to possess the good land. You know, a kingdom would need land.
Das heißt, das Reich des Herrn,
that means the kingdom of the Lord also needs the church. You cannot be alone or be all scattered. When the people are all scattered, are they still a kingdom? They're not. The children of Israel were a people, but they were dispersed and all scattered in all the countries. So they lost the land. So there was the people without a kingdom, right? It doesn't work. That doesn't work. So we need to understand it today. Although we are the people, we need to have the land. We need to come together. So it is important that they possess the good land. So today the Lord is also a good land. Wonderful. And do remember that in this good land, the Lord only chose one place. That is Jerusalem. Don't say, oh, Jerusalem, that's no longer important. And we're now in the new covenant. I'm sorry. In the new covenant, there is a heavenly Jerusalem. It's also Jerusalem. You cannot say that there's no Jerusalem anymore. But today, it's heavenly and it's in spiritual. But in principle, it's exactly the same. The only difference is that in those days it was earthly and today it's heavenly. The church today is a heavenly Jerusalem. Where is it written in Hebrews chapter 12? Hebrews chapter 12. You have come to Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem.
So you said there's no more Jerusalem.
So you say there's no more Jerusalem today? You are wrong. Wrong again.
Wieder falsch.
Wrong again. No.
Heute sind wir das himmlische Jerusalem.
Today we are the heavenly Jerusalem. And do you think that the heavenly Jerusalem is at a lower level than the earthly Jerusalem? Which one is higher and what is higher, heaven or earth? Naturally, heaven. That means the heavenly Jerusalem must have a higher standard than the earthly. But is that the case? With the people of God today, is that the case, brother? It's not the case. Each one does as he pleases. There's no oneness. There's divisions. worldly, earthly.
Teuflisch manchmal.
Sometimes devilish.
Ist das das Reich Gottes? Nein. Ist das das himmlische
is
Jerusalem?
That the kingdom of God? Is that the heavenly Jerusalem? No, no. Is it righteous? No. Not righteous? Is it holy? No. It's unholy. Is it glorious? No.
Eine Schande.
It's a shame.
Also, was sind wir heute?
So what are we today?
Der Herr hat Jerusalem erwählt.
The Lord chose Jerusalem.
Ist die Stadt,
and Jerusalem is the city of the great king.
Der Herr herrscht dort.
The Lord rules there.
Herrscht der Herr
does the Lord reign today?
In, der Gemeinde in, New York?
In the church in New York?
Gemeinde in Neuchâtel.
A church in Neuchâtel. Who's reigning there?
Gemeinde in Vojislav.
The church in Vojislav. Who's reigning there?
Gemeinde in Stuttgart.
The church in Stuttgart.
Gemeinde in Pforzheim.
The church in Pforzheim.
Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley.
Göppingen.
Göppingen.
Beherrscht.
Who is reigning?
Wenn wir sagen, wir sind das
if we say we are the heavenly Jerusalem, then much more the Lord has to rule as the king in us.
Aber gleich wie damals,
but just like in those days,
Volker,
the people
nicht.
There at the nation of Israel,
sie wollen
they didn't want it. They want to rule by themselves. If we rule by ourselves, then again, once again, there'll be tohu bohu in the end.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know,
ihre Geschichte ist unsere Geschichte.
Their history is our history.
Deshalb brauche ich nur einmal
that's why I only need to speak it once. When we come, we don't need to repeat it because it's the same history.
Meinst du, wir sind
do you think we're better than they were?
Muchang, are we better,
Muchang, are we better
those here?
Than those here? In the brown part?
Wir wollen herrschen.
We want to rule. Oh, everyone has to listen to me and I decide everything.
Hat der Herr mich als König hier gesetzt?
Did the Lord set me as king here?
Dich?
Or you? Not you either.
How about you, Caleb?
How about you, Caleb? Are you the king?
You should say,
not only no, you should say, God forbid.
I like to hear that.
I like to hear that. God forbid.
But I have seen so many kings today.
I've seen so many kings.
You know, you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. The Pope is not the biggest. I've seen someone even bigger than the Pope.
Not only someone.
Not only someone, but many.
Das sollen wir nicht machen.
We shouldn't do that today.
Nein.
No.
Nein.
No, no.
Okay,
don't say, okay.
He
is the great
König.
King.
Und ich bin der
and I'm the...
Mini
I'm the mini king.
Sage das nicht.
Don't say that.
Mini
there's no mini
Maxi.
And there's so no Maxi.
Maxi.
He's the Maxi, I'm the mini. No, no.
Das ist nicht gut.
That's not good.
Nein, nein.
No, no.
Ein König ist ein König.
What? King is
ein
a king.
Maxi
there's
mini.
No Maxi and there's no
ist
mini.
Der König
he is the king of kings. Right.
Ja, Herr.
Yes, Lord.
Er wählte Jerusalem, Zion.
He chose Jerusalem, Zion, to set up his throne. All the verses here. You should read all the verses by yourself. And he will subdue the peoples and the nations under their feet. Praise the Lord. Is that good or not? It's good, right? But the people wanted to do it by themselves. Alone, they couldn't make it.
Wenn sie das alleine machen möchten,
if they wanted to make it alone, then it will be
ja,
just the reverse.
Am Ende unter die Füße
in the end, they will be bowed down under the feet of the nations. And of course, that did happen. Of course, God knew that they would reject him as king. God knew before the world began.
Dann hat David gesalbt,
then he anointed David, praise the Lord,
zum König,
as king,
mit einer herrlichen Verheißung,
with a glorious promise.
Weißt du, Gott hat David,
you know,
gewählt,
God chose David,
damit er ewig König wird, aber durch ihn, weil
not
so ein Herz hat,
that he would be king forever,
weißt du, David,
but it's through him because he had such a heart.
König.
You know, David was a wonderful king. He was so ready and so willing to confess his sin. Don't think that he was not proud. Oh, he was proud. And Satan also stirred him up. Yes. But praise the Lord. He was so ready to repent.
Yes.
But his heart was fully for God's purpose. Such a heart is important. We are not perfect. We're not perfect. We're not yet perfect. Although we're not perfect like David at that time, but his heart was totally and fully for God's purpose. And God sees the heart. And this heart is precious to God. And David was known as one who was after God's heart, a man after God's heart. Are we perfect? Marcus, are you perfect? No. But I believe that your heart is fully for him and fully for his purpose. And if you yourself are not perfect, how come you expect all the saints to be as perfect as you are? It's a strange way to say, John, what are you talking about?
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus. May the Lord have mercy on us. We need His grace.
So viel Gnade brauchen wir.
We need so much grace.
Oh, Herr.
Oh Lord.
Aber leider,
but unfortunately, point number 8,
die Rebellion,
the rebellion and the fall of the nation of Israel.
Sie haben Gott,
they rejected
König
God
verboten.
As a king.
1
Samuel
8.
Chapter 8, verse 7, chapter 10, verse 19, and chapter 12, verse
19.
You know, when Samuel became old, what did he do? He set his two sons as judges. What kind of sons did he have? They were wild ones.
Wilde.
Like Meshech and Kedar.
Aufstiegslieder gemacht, ja.
Did you do the songs
und
of ascent?
Da,
yes, good.
Hat das Volk aufgerührt,
and it stirred up the people that they wanted a king. That was actually the reason why.
Und jetzt versteht ihr, warum Samuel
and now you understand why Samuel was not happy. There's always a reason that Samuel was not happy. That's why God said to Samuel, Samuel, why are you not happy? You know, God is so wise in his speaking. So why are you upset? Why are you angry? That exposes Samuel. Because the people did not accept his sons.
Und diese Geschichte passiert immer wieder.
And this kind of story happens all the time
dann
in history.
Gesagt, sie haben ja dich nicht abgelehnt.
Then God said, they did not reject you. Although
Samuel
they really rejected Samuel and his two sons because they were bad. But indirectly, they actually rejected God.
The
people did not realize God was the king.
So, das größte Problem,
so the greatest problem, the first König zu werden. And greatest problem is because they rejected God. And so gradually, of course, we did not write it down anymore, but you can read it for yourself. Gradually they began to commit idolatry and shedding innocent blood. Psalm 106, you can read for yourself. They were unwilling to repent. The Second Chronicles, you can read for yourself. They even killed the prophets that God sent to them. Until God could really do nothing further. You know, if we read the entire history, you will notice how patient God was with these people. No one has such a patience like a living God with his people. And in the end, God also lost his patience. That means he ran out of patience. God could not do anything more. And he had to send them all to Babylon. And at this point in time, God gave up his earthly kingdom with the nation of Israel. We also need to see this. And then when we begin to read Daniel, we went through Daniel in a conference. From this time forth, after God, especially with Judah and Benjamin, before that, in the north there was Assyria, and beyond Babylon, they were already in captivity. And at this point in time, God had to leave the nation to the nations. We see it so clearly in the first seven chapters of Daniel, in Daniel.
So deutlich und so klar.
It's so clear.
Hat dann die Nationen eingesetzt,
God set up the nations to reign over this earth. Otherwise, who is going to rule? So should God be reigning by himself or what? Or should the angels reign again? It won't work. Satan would be happy. He says, you see, God, we're it again. And surely we saw that they hid themselves, Satan hid himself, and he is still reigning. So, that is why God had to use Nebuchadnezzar to show that no, it's not you, but I am ruling over the kings. That's why he did so much to Nebuchadnezzar, as a warning for all the nations that would later rule on this earth. But they did not learn it. Even the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar did not learn the lesson. Daniel told him, you have not learned, which you yourself have known, what God did with your grandfather. Never learned. God's people never learned the lesson, and the nations much less. Do you think the nations were better? No. And how did God deal with Nebuchadnezzar?
It's
a punishment for 7 years. He gave him a heart of a beast.
It became him
an animal for 7 years, and for 7 years he had to eat grass and live like an animal. Does God have to deal with you like this? Should God do this with us so that we would be awakened.
Aber Gott hat das bei Nebukadnezar gemacht.
But God did it with Nebuchadnezzar. As an example for all. Do you think Putin learned? No. Learned the lesson? No, no. He never even read it. Go to him and tell him that you would lose your head. So this red portion, that's why it's red here. You know why it's red? At the times of the nations, because they shed so much blood, battle after battle, and so many people were killed in the history of mankind. Battle after battle, without stopping. Non-stop.
So, seit dieser Zeit müssen wir hier
so from this time on, we have to see.
In Daniel,
we
cannot alles wiederholen.
We cannot repeat everything, but please read it.
Buch von Daniel.
In the book of Daniel, this wonderful big picture, this terrible picture, I have to say.
Gold und Silber und
it's gold and silver and bronze and iron, and then it's made out of clay. It would get worse and worse. This shows the entire history of the nations. Otherwise, who is going to reign on this earth? Elephants? Can you imagine? Thailand would be ruled by the elephants? If I see the entire situation now, perhaps it's better. The elephants, what do you think, Gert? At least there would not be shedding of blood if the elephants would be reigning. Then there would still be playing soccer. In Thailand, the elephants can be playing soccer. You should visit Thailand sometimes and see how the elephants play soccer. But you know, the reign of the nations, is that good? It's not good. What you see today is only what is the outward thing. But what is inward, it's full of corruption, full of darkness. The flesh, sin. So much corruption, so fallen, so hidden. We see that's a time of the nations. What should the Lord do? And so Luke 21:44 shows us that at this time, in June, when Israel reclaimed Jerusalem in the Six-Day War, Jerusalem was no longer trampled under the feet of the nations. Then the times of the nations came to an end. Here, the chart, in 1967, it doesn't mean that right away, immediately in 1967, that they are not reigning anymore. But officially, God said at this time, the times of the nations has come to an end. They continue to reign because the church, we are not ready to reign. It's only in this time, it's the purple part. There is still 2 centimeters in the big chart. We still have a bit of time. Of course, you have to measure the whole thing, the whole big chart. They left 2 centimeters. Perhaps today it's only 2 millimeters of time left on the chart. How much time is this 2 millimeters? I don't know. But we still have about 2 millimeters of time today. That's how it is.
Das alles hat mit dem Reich zu tun.
All this has to do with the kingdom. So you have to notice that the entire Bible shows us from the entire kingdom how God works. What a wisdom. What a destiny. God is so wise. And after that, the nations cannot say anymore that they can rule better. Israel cannot, neither can Israel say that they can rule well. You know, they cannot say because the law did not work, the old covenant did not work, and so these last 200 years did not work either. It was so terrible still. The angels didn't make it. The people of Israel didn't make it. The nations didn't make it. Who should make it? Who should make it? The church.
Oh,
I'm very agitated. It's very stirred up. I'm already waiting for it. Now it's our turn. With the King of Kings, it's our turn. But the Lord needs to work such more, much more on us. Lord, work on us. Did you see the vision, brother? Did you see the vision? You see what it is all about in this world and in this universe. Have you seen it? Dear sister, amen? Wonderful. If we all see this, then we have to tell the Lord, Lord, you are the King. We want to give ourselves for your great purpose. We're not only waiting for your return, but we're waiting for the coming of this kingdom. And we will reign with you. Praise the Lord.
Jetzt ist wieder 12 Uhr.
Now it's 12 o'clock again.
Ich muss rechtzeitig aufhören.
I have to stop on time.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Der Herr sei mit unserem Geist.
The Lord be with our spirit.
Nimm das nicht als eine Lehre.
Don't take this as a teaching. It's useless.
Dein Herz muss voll dabei sein.
But your heart has to be fully with it. And tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be there when your kingdom comes. No matter what people may say and what they may think, Lord, I want to make it. And with all of you together, that we would be able to reign over this earth together with our King. Praise the Lord.
Habt ihr ein gutes Lied zu singen?
Do you have a good song to sing?
327.
Certainly that'll be good. 327.